Hey there! Every month, Annie has a call with our Path 365 members and answers their questions. She tackles a wide range of topics from what to do with big emotions, what kinds of tips and advice she has for addressing difficult situations, how to deal with cravings, and so much more. Listen in as she does some real-life coaching for our Path members.
Hi, this is Annie Grace, and I am answering readers' questions. And today I have a great question about just basically the health benefits. It says, hi, Annie, what are some of the health benefits that I could expect if I stop drinking? And I would actually extend that to even drinking less. So if you drink less alcohol, you also get so many health benefits, which is super exciting. So I'm just going to go through a few of the top ones that people are really excited about. And some of them are, might be more exciting for you than others. So first of all, let's just talk about vanity for a minute, right? Like, it is incredible what happens to your skin, to like the glow of your skin, to the fine lines and wrinkles, to like your eyes, how white they are, the whites of your eyes, your teeth. My teeth used to be pretty much permanently sort of stained purple between all the coffee and the wine. And I don't do any specific dentist oriented teeth whitening or anything. My teeth are super clear. So many people report this. All those little veins on your face, a lot of that has to do with alcohol and dehydration. Just not drinking makes you much more hydrated in general because alcohol is a diuretic. So all of your cells kind of like poof up and you just look so much younger. Literally people have, I've seen, oh gosh, probably hundreds of before and after photos now. And sometimes I'm just like, how is that possible? Like, I don't believe it. You know, I'm like, take the picture in the same light without the makeup or no, blah, blah, blah. And sure enough, it is uncanny how much better you can look without alcohol. And I say that as a health benefit because we know that when our skin is looking better, when our teeth are looking better, when our eyes are brighter, when we're clear, when we're focused, it is very much reflective of the health that we have on the inside. Bags under the eyes, I think that's another thing that has really gone away in so many people because of alcohol disrupts your sleep. In fact, it so deeply disrupts sleep patterns that it is puts people in a place of chronic exhaustion, but it disguises itself because it helps you fall asleep faster. So it's one of those interesting things. A lot of things about alcohol are like this. They seem on the surface to do one thing well, like, oh, it helps me fall asleep, but actually it disrupts your REM sleep. So you're basically never getting the deep sleep that you need in order to truly feel rested. And there's so many examples of that. So that's from a vanity perspective. Another thing from a vanity perspective is just how you actually can drop pounds, which is really interesting. A lot of things happen to facilitate this. I mean, first of all, alcohol is empty calories. It is processed almost exactly like sugar in the sense that while it doesn't have any sugar because it has a very high caloric content with no nutrients, it gives you that spike and gives you a lot of energy, but it's empty energy. And so it makes it very easy to pack on pounds. The other thing is that it takes away any of your inhibitions about if you're trying to eat more healthy, all of that stuff often flies out the window. Once you've had a few drinks, I can tell you I've had, you know, more than one 3 a.m. runs to Taco Bell or McDonald's, things that you might not eat normally, but then all of a sudden you are, you know, finding yourself into a pint of ice cream or whatever the case is. So your inhibitions go down, you eat more. Another really interesting thing that happens is that your body actually will stop digesting its food when you start drinking a lot, because the body says, hey, we need to actually get the alcohol out of the system first. That's our first priority. Number one, get the alcohol out of the system. So your body stops digesting its food. And by the way, balancing your blood sugar. So you feel hungry, but you just have undigested food in your stomach. So you eat more, even though you just ate. So you can feel hungrier because that food that you've eaten isn't actually getting into your bloodstream and, you know, your blood sugar isn't the way that it needs to. So there's so many ways that alcohol can contribute to weight gain, including feeling just super bloated because it's interesting. You actually can be more bloated when you are dehydrated, which alcohol is a diuretic, so it dehydrates you, than when you're super hydrated. And so that's just fascinating. So you just, you know, again, those are all sort of the vanity reasons. Some of the other things is just 3 drinks a week increases a woman's chance of breast cancer by 15%. Any reduction in that is going to reduce the chances of cancer. Any increase in that is going to increase the chances of cancer. So if you have a history of cancer in your family, if you're worried about this, not drinking is very, very important. Another thing that alcohol does is in multiple ways, and I actually have made other videos about this, but in multiple ways, it depletes your immune system. So your body's ability to fight off other things. You know, there's a lot to do with it just being busy with the alcohol. So it's trying to purge the alcohol, so it makes it weaker in other areas. But there's some other really specific scientific ways that it actually really harms your immune system and therefore makes you much more susceptible to lots of other diseases. Alcohol is pretty terrible for your heart. It makes your heart actually lose elasticity. So it's unable to pump blood as well as it was before. And really can be indicated in a lot of different heart conditions. It's very, very bad for blood pressure. I have seen tests of many people. They send me their results. They say, this was my blood pressure drinking. This is my blood pressure not drinking. People go from critical states, being on medication, being treated for high blood pressure, to actually miraculously not having to be on any medication at all and having things completely go back to normal. Alcohol is specifically dangerous if you have any sort of diabetes or blood sugar issues, because again, when alcohol is trying to be purged from the body, it does things like focuses all its attention on purging alcohol, and therefore makes it so that something like balancing your blood sugar and regulating your insulin falls off the charts. And so you can have even more intense blood sugar issues and insulin related issues when you are drinking. So it's particularly bad for that. And wow, it's indicated in 60 plus diseases, in 9, 10, I think, different instances and types of cancer. And I can't even think of one thing that is not affected in your body by alcohol. It diminishes your speed of thought. So it makes you think more slowly. And, you know, that can be one of the reasons we do drink. We drink for that numbing thing, but it actually makes the neural synapses in your brain and the responses between thoughts slower. Of course, there's a lot of health drama when we lose our sense of balance. And so again, I can't tell you how many people have sent me in pictures of themselves. And these are often in the form of thank you letters, because this is where I was, this is where I am today, but pictures of broken noses, gashes across their face, you know, just having tripped and fallen. So there's a lot of actual physical damage and injury that can come. And then this isn't exactly a health thing, but alcohol is indicated in 75% of child deaths. It is indicated in almost all suicides have alcohol in the bloodstream, and almost all cases of sexual assault, especially in colleges, have alcohol related things. I have heard from two different EMTs and fire stations that they believe between 70 and 90% of all of their cases that they get called out on have alcohol involved. And so, yeah, it's there's lots and lots of good reasons. All that being said, I don't like scare tactics. I actually think that we can have this moving away from energy where we don't want any of that in our life, but it doesn't always last. And I really believe in moving toward energy, of looking forward to the things that can become so great. You know, the side stitching laughter, the absolute joy, the finding your true self, your true rhythm, your true voice, you know, really learning how to live a life that you love. All of those things are moving toward things. And if you're curious about any of those things, that is really what we focus on in the alcohol experiment. It isn't about scare tactics. So if you'd love to try that out and join us, it's not scary. It's not a big list of everything wrong. Somebody asked, so I had to answer. But the alcohol experiment is just all about all of the things that you can gain and just trying that on for yourself to see if it's really true for you. So that is always free at alcoholexperiment.com.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you're ready to see how This Naked Mind can help you on your personal health and wellness journey and want to learn more, go to thisnakedmindpodcast.com to learn what your next best step is. Again, that's thisnakedmindpodcast.com. We have all of our free resources, programs, social links, and more available for you there. Plus, if you have your own naked life story to share, you can submit it there as well. Until next week, stay curious.